How are you?
All good. All good.
You're okay. Okay. You're right now in Tahrir Square in
Yeah, I just left.
Cairo. You just left. Why don't you talk for a minute, just whatever you feel comfortable to talk about, and talk about what you just experienced over the night in Tahrir Square.
Well, it has been starting very peacefully yesterday morning and the day before. And out of nowhere, just about at noon, the Alice supporters of the regime started coming in on horse and camelbacks, literally. They had this distinctive fog look. They started pelting us with rocks and Molotovs. Took some surprise at first, but then we people managed to get them back. And now the attacks are coming in from the Emirate Square only. That's the part near the museum. Now, that's the thing. These bastards are throwing Molotovs actually at the museum's walls. We have no problem. In contrast, on Friday, we made a human shield to protect the museum. So these are Mubarak supporters.
Okay.
And these are the people that are talking.
There's a lot of reporting, especially on Al Jazeera, when they talk about these Mubarak supporters. They say a lot about they were found with a police ID.
Yes, right, that's confirmed. Yeah, we have got some of them, and they do have government IDs. Some of them are policemen and soldiers.
Yes.
Conveniently, the Ministry of the Interior shortly released a statement that these IDs are forged without even looking at them.
Yeah.
As if we have a forging glad in the middle of the square.
And now, are they making threats for more violence as they are doing this, or what is there verbal communication between the protesters and the Mubarak supporters or the police?
No, there's very little communication, but not on the battlefield, not on the Menemirat, and other instances.
Okay.
There are some debates, and not very civilized on their part.
Right,
actually.
And so it's more the government letting these people loose on the demonstration, or is this a more organized attack?
No. We've had confirmations from several parts of the public. NDP supporters, particularly rich businessmen, have been stuffing people like these in buses all over the country, giving them money and shipping them to Cairo.
Right. So how many would you say are there now?
Now there are very few.
Yeah.
Now there are very few.
Okay.
But we expect the numbers to pick up by 3 or 4, when they have woken up and did the drugs.
And what is the feeling right now among the protesters, the revolutionaries in Tahrir Square right now? What is the tone?
Well, they're tired, but nobody's backing down.
Yeah. And would you say you're seeing a diversity of Egyptian people that are in the square, or is it more from certain backgrounds, or who's there?
Everyone.
Yeah.
You cannot say it's the intelligentsia, so to speak. No, there are people from every class.
And what do you think is going to take to grow this movement and bring it to victory?
Not backing down.
In the U.S. media now, there's a lot of portrayal of the protesters sort of, they say, okay, well, Egypt is ready for democracy. Democracy is coming, but now these protesters are just making it worse because Mubarak has offered not to run in the September election and all this stuff. I think
anybody buying that?
It's important.
If we pop down, we will be picked up our homes within a month.
So we're actually putting these people's lives in danger by not calling for Mubarak to leave.
Well, yes, you'll basically sentence us all to death.
Right. I think that's something that's really important for working class people in the United States to understand. People that that even now say they support democracy, but think, okay, well, you know, maybe the revolution is going too far. Do you feel that the Egyptian people are ready for a revolution?
Well, apparently, I mean, we have done it.
I'm struck.
This regime will do anything. Will do anything to stay in power. Anything, including betting the people against one another. And that's precisely what they're doing. They're giving mock promises that fool no one except the simple layman who is not politically involved, who is going to run out of resources, run out of food, run out of money. That's the next weapon against us. Salvation. If anybody in the West is buying into that, they're playing right into the game, and they're basically beating us with them.
I wouldn't say that the left is buying into it per se, but I'm thinking maybe people that are not politically active but that are sort of watching this. I mean, the whole world is watching this right now, and you know, I think it helps to hear you know, a voice from the street instead of just hearing reporters all the time, reporters of any politics.
If we don't get him out now, they will send us back home, pick us all up, put us in prison, or we will be conveniently killed by some of the 17,000 thugs we have released in separate accidents. They will form their own government, they will form their own modifications to the Constitution, and it will be just a new game. It will be the whole thing all over again, just a new shape, a new face.
Right.
But it will still be the same regime. Backing down is not an option. 2 minutes after his statement, exactly 2 minutes, his thugs starting attacking us in Tahrir, in Alexandria, and Fort Said. Now, how are we supposed to trust this guy? For 30 years, he has consistently done the opposite of everything he promised. Consistently. Why should that be different now? Who's going to guarantee it? That it's not the army, it's not the West, it's not anything. It's nothing but our existence in this square. You have a golden chance right now to befriend the people and not the regime. You cannot have it both ways. You have to take sides, and you have to take it now. Stances taken today will be accounted for.